most folks basically think, hey, I'm behind on my payments and my only option is foreclosure. But really the short sale option or the loan modification option are worth looking into.
PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Aaron at PRWebPodcast.com, and with me today is Gavin Fenske. He is the president of Great Financial Real Estate. Gavin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, too. Thank you for joining me. And can we start first just by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and Great Financial Real Estate? Let us know what you guys do and how long your company's been around.
Okay, well, my company's been around for about 12 years, and I've been involved in both the mortgage and real estate industry here in Southern California for about 12 years.
And your latest press release, Gavin, discusses home foreclosure and how to avoid this problem. So tell us first why this topic is important right now in particular and what people can do to prevent it.
Well, right now with all that's going on that's been seen in the news and everything with the mortgage industry having troubles and also the spike up in foreclosures, which has been caused primarily by 100% financing adjustable rate mortgages out there that are now going up. And that's pretty much why it's a hot topic at this point, is because of all the foreclosures, which we have not seen in the last 4 to 6 years. We've just seen a solid real estate market. And with the changes, again, with adjustable rate mortgages adjusting up and the stall here in the real estate market, we've really seen a spike in foreclosures.
And so tell us a little bit more about what people can do to prevent this from happening to them.
Okay, well, typically the foreclosure process would mean that someone, a homeowner, would fall behind on either one or two mortgage payments, and either those payments are obviously too high for them to keep up the mortgage, or there may be a personal situation where something has happened, could be a divorce, could be a medical issue, but for whatever reason, they're not able to make payments on the mortgage. So typically that would go into a foreclosure process where the property would go back to the lender or the bank, and the bank or the lender would initiate a foreclosure, which just means that they do what they need to do to take the property back, and then they would resell the property and try to cut their losses. That's the typical foreclosure process. Now, there are avenues where a homeowner does not necessarily have to let a property go into foreclosure, and that's what we're talking about here today, the possibility of a short sale or possibly even a loan modification. And as far as looking at what those mean, basically what a short sale is when the bank would allow the property to be sold for a loss. Instead of paying off the full mortgage, they would allow it to be sold for a loss. And then a loan modification might be where the bank or the lender comes in and they would modify the current loan so that a homeowner would be able to make the payments.
And Gavin, tell us a little bit more about the advantages of a short sale.
Well, the advantages to the short sale are that the bank would actually allow the property to be sold at a loss. In a typical sale, you throw up a sign and you sell the property, and then the seller of the property would be receiving funds back. But in this case, on a short sale, the bank would actually allow a homeowner to sell the property at a loss and forgive possibly part of that loan. Or if the borrower fits certain requirements, then they may allow a loan modification. So basically, it really doesn't cost the consumer any money out of pocket for a short sale. And I believe that really it's just a matter of the information being out there. Most folks basically think, hey, I'm behind on my payments and my only option is foreclosure. But really the short sale option or the loan modification option are worth looking into in order to go ahead and try to save your credit and keep it intact.
And Gavin, what typically happens to victims of foreclosure after that process goes through?
Well, typically you're looking at losing your credit. And that could be for 7 to 10 years. It would be very difficult for a homeowner to come back into the market unless 7 to 10 years has passed and actually get a loan for a home. So that's one of the issues, is saving the credit, one of the things that a short sale would provide.
And Gavin, in case any of our listeners out there have any questions or would like to seek out more advice from you, how could they contact you?
They could contact me at 714 area code 875-2253, or they could contact me on the web at www.greatfinancialre.com.
All right, Gavin, well, it was a real pleasure podcasting with you today, and I thank you for coming on and informing our listeners about the home foreclosure process and what can be done to help prevent that. And I wish you the best of luck in the future.
Okay, thanks. It was nice talking.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.